Guest analyst this afternoon, Brad Paulson, president of Northern Crops Marketing and Investments. Brad, slightly lower in the corn and soybeans, a little bit higher in the wheat markets here today.
Yeah, just kind of choppy trade with the crop report tomorrow. We got the acres in the stocks tomorrow, kind of one of the bigger reports of the year. So wheat's kind of been picked down the last few days. See a little short covering there today. Grains, a little bit of short covering down there the last few days, but just not a lot of conviction here to push the market one way or the other.
Yeah, just everybody kind of holding, sitting on their hands until we get past those reports.
That's right, and business is probably going to be routine. We do have export sales tomorrow. Again, I don't think it's going to be real good numbers again. Maybe corn's been pretty decent. Corn's the only grain commodity that's ahead of exports, while wheat and beans are a little bit further behind than what the USDA expectations are.
Yeah. What's the most important number to be watching tomorrow?
Well, we've got big stocks. Of grain are not big, but relatively plentiful of corn and beans, wheat and beans. Corn stocks are still, right around that 2 billion bushels, so that's a pretty big mountain to chip away at, but any reduction will be supportive. And the acres, we're looking for almost a million less spring wheat acres, as the pre-report guesses. So we'll have to see there. We did see a million more CRP acres enrolled last year. So the idea is totally planted acres will be somewhat less, just no matter how much.
Yeah. Livestock side today, what happened there?
Well, a little recovery after yesterday's big sell-off. We have that avian flu story getting into dairy cattle in the south. But, again, I don't know how big of a problem that really is. Otherwise, we did see a bounce of 50 cents in the live cattle, a buck or so in the April feeders. But, the market was priced probably close to perfection. Cash markets were strong. But the worry in the cattle trade, these weights keep creeping up, counter-seasonally too. Normally weights don't increase like this in the late winter, early spring. So that's kind of a warning sign. And, demand does remain kind of slow, especially on the export side.
Sure. Anything else we need to be aware of or talking about?
Well, the energy market's kind of quiet today, just down 30 cents in crude. We're in the upper end of the range for the year on that. But the EIA weekly stocks report was out. There was a build of 3.1 million in crude, 1.3 in gasoline, and a draw of about a million in distillate. So not much to go on that report either. Financials are fairly quiet here today with the Dow up 250 and the NASDAQ unchanged.
Northern Crops Marketing and Investments President Brad Paulson.